Chapter 2. The Genie's Vow.
Solomon, cried the genie immediately, great prophet, pardon. I will never more oppose your will. I will obey all your commands.
When the fisherman heard the genie's words, he recovered his nerve.
Proud spirit, what is it you say?
It is more than 1,800 years since the prophet Solomon died.
Tell me your history. How were you trapped in this vessel?
He said to the genie. The genie turned to the fisherman with a fierce look.
You must address me with more respect. You are a bold and rude fellow to call me a proud spirit. Speak to me more respectfully, or I will kill you, he said.
Oh, replied the fisherman, why would you kill me? Did I not just set you free? Have you already forgotten my service to you?
No, I remember it, said the genie, but that shall not save your life. I have only one favor to grant you.
And what is that?
Asked the fisherman.
To allow you to choose how you would have me put you to death, answered the genie.
How have I offended you? Demanded the fisherman. Is that your reward for your freedom?
I cannot treat you otherwise, said the genie. You will know the reason, as I will now tell you my story. I am one of those rebellious spirits that opposed the will of Solomon, the great prophet. To avenge himself, Solomon sent Asaph, his chief minister, to capture me. Asaph grabbed me and brought me by force before his master's throne. Solomon commanded me to acknowledge his power and obey his commands. I bravely refused. I told him I would rather risk death than swear loyalty to him. He put me in prison, this copper vessel, to punish me. Then he sealed its cover with the great name of God so that I might not break out of my prison. He gave the vessel to one of his genies, who then threw me into the sea. During the first century of my punishment, I swore that if anyone should release me, I would make him rich. However, that century ran out, and no one had found and released me. During the second century, I made another vow. I would open all the treasures of the earth to anyone who might set me free. However, I had no better success in the second century either. In the third century, I promised to make my deliverer a powerful and great emperor. I would grant him three requests of any kind. But this century passed as the two former, and I continued in my prison. At last, angry to find myself a prisoner for so long, I swore that if anyone should deliver me, I would kill him without mercy. I would only grant him the choice of his death. Therefore, since you have delivered me today, I give you that choice.
I am very unfortunate, cried the fisherman, to come here to do such a kindness to one that is so ungrateful. I beg you, consider breaking such a ridiculous vow. Pardon me, and heaven will pardon you. If you give me my life, heaven will surely protect yours.
No, your death is decided. Just choose in what manner you will die,
said the genie. The fisherman was extremely upset, not so much for himself, but for his three children. He knew of the suffering they would be reduced to by his death, yet he still tried to win over the genie.
Alas, please take pity on me, said the fisherman.
I have told you already, replied the genie. It is for that very reason I must kill you.
That is strange, said the fisherman. Are you resolved to reward good with evil? Truly, he who does good to one who does not deserve it is always ill rewarded.
Do not lose time, interrupted the genie. All your talking shall not change my purpose. Be quick and tell me what kind of death you prefer.